Welcome to it. It is 5:39. On this program, we ignore the number 13. It's time to do the entertainment news. Kirk Cameron. We all know about Kirk Cameron. Remember him?
Yeah, from Growing Pains. Yeah. I saw he was on the talk shows yesterday making the rounds. He's got a new movie or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Documentary?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, yeah. He also...
He's kind of a wacko.
No, is an individual that is strong in his faith, and that's the reason I brought it up. You know how he got there? You know how he discovered God?
No.
He was interested in a young lady. He was 17 years old, doing well with his TV show, and was an avowed atheist, and decided that he wanted to ask her out. And so he decided, hey, you want to go do something? She's like, yes, absolutely. He met with the family, and the dad said, you know, there's something you're missing. And he goes, yeah, what's that? He goes, you don't have God. He goes, well, I'm an atheist, and I'm not really interested in that. He also admits that he was one that felt he was too intelligent to believe in God.
No God, no daughter was what the father said?
That's basically said. He said, come to church with us and we'll talk about it.
So he basically found God in order to get this woman?
He went to church in order to appease the family. God spoke to him and he began his path.
He found
his
something
path.
Meaningful there, yeah. Of course.
He
That's
began
a great
his,
story.
Yeah, he found his pathway to God that way. And it's those are, you know, the way that people turn to God is some amazing, amazing stories. J.K. Rowling is getting ready to actually writing a movie based on guess what?
It's a spinoff from Harry Potter, right?
A spinoff is exactly right. It's going to be about the Harry Potter world and universe, but not about Harry. We like to on this show call it cashing in even more. The next series of books that are going to come around with it will be about Newt Scamander. A character who wrote the Hogwarts textbook Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Can't wait for that series.
Well, I mean, as popular as Harry Potter was and that world, those books will sell. I don't think she's cashing in.
I do. She already wrote a separate novel, and it was relatively successful on its own right. Without being a Harry Potter.
Do you think the Harry Potter fans are going to love this? She's revisiting the Harry Potter world? Of course they are.
I don't know.
They're going to jump all over it.
That if you use the same logic, then you think all the Star Wars fans love the prequels that were put out. And
you mean they don't?
No.
Please.
I'm obligated to see Rush Hour 9. Why come out with another sequel?
Thank you.
It's got to be done well. I'm not saying that, you know, all sequels are good or all spinoffs are good.
Robin Williams is coming out to television. Not coming out, but you know what I'm saying. Robin Williams is coming up in a new TV show called The Crazy Ones.
Yeah.
He says he decided to return to TV because he wanted a paycheck. He said the idea of having a steady job once again is appealing. There's bills to pay. My life has downsized, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm. I'll give that show a chance. Robin Williams is so crazed that that show may be funny.
I'll give it a chance because the honesty is refreshing there.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's like, I wouldn't mind having a paycheck. A new movie's coming out. This one I want to see. The Family.
That looks funny.
It does. This, of course, is Robert...
A dark comedy.
I know this is going to come as a shock, but it's Robert De Niro. Get this. This is a stretch for him. Playing a mobster. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe De Niro playing a mobster? I've heard about him doing this. I've always thought he would be good in a mob movie. Maybe with that other guy. What's his name? Oh, yeah, Joe Pesci. I think those two would do well in a mob film together. Anyway, De Niro's playing a mobster that's hiding out. He's living in a witness protection program with his family in a quiet little town in France. But they don't stay hidden for very long because he and his family revert back to their mobster ways.
Well, he's writing his memoirs, and then the mob is trying to kill him.
Michelle Pfeiffer is playing his wife.
Wow. With a great accent.
Yeah.
She's got the Joyzy accent working.
Why'd you kill the plumber? Diane Argon from Glee is the one of their two kids. Tommy Lee Jones is the other child. No, I'm just kidding. He is the agent in charge of keeping them alive after the mob figures out where they are. Insidious Chapter 2 is out. In the first movie, Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne discovered that their son is able to leave his body to visit the spirit world. But it's extremely dangerous because the dead are attracted to his living soul, and he gets trapped away from his body. Don't you hate it when that happens?
Hate when that happens. Did you see the first one? Did you?
No, I missed it. We were all going to go see it right after church one afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Forgot all about it. We got involved with the casseroles and stuff. And just no. Speaking of Iron Maiden.
We were? Really?
Let's call it a professional transition.
Ah.
Yeah. There's a rumor flying around that Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson is developing drones for the U.S. military. Well, not him personally, but a company he's invested in. A rep for Iron Maiden says, no, not true. An article.
Well, they would say it was true.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was.
That's my point. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, we're developing drones. An article that was titled Bruce Dickinson, Rock and Roll Warmonger, made the rounds online. It said a company backed by Bruce accepted $500 million deal from the United States to develop lighter-than-air drones. Bruce says there's no truth in it. Iron Maiden says this is a totally inaccurate and malicious piece of writing that seems to have stemmed from an unfortunate mistake in terminology on a South African website. He did say, however, if you don't behave yourself while attending an Iron Maiden concert, you will be killed quietly.
Targeted.
And taken away without any provocation whatsoever. Carson Daly. Now, this guy is one of those that has stuck around for a long time. He got started on MTV.
Right.
What was it, the All Request Hour or something?
He was the original Ryan Seacrest. He was a host that really had no other talents except hosting stuff.
Yeah.
Right. He must wonder, how the heck did Ryan Seacrest cut in on gigs that I should have?
Well, Carson Daly has gotten himself a legitimate gig. He is going to be on the Today Show. Not a lot of details are out yet, but he's hosting something called The Orange Room, a new feature involving social media. And to make time for it, he's stepping down as host of the late-night show Last Call, which nobody has ever seen.
By the way, the family movie is not getting good reviews.
Oh, are you serious?
One star in the New York Post. The interview opens as, it's if Robert De Niro's acting skills are in the witness protection program.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a
Don't
shame.
Don't be messing with Bobby De Niro, especially in New York, man.
Yikes. Gosh, I hope he's got some opportunities to do additional films.
You loved Robert De Niro in that one mafia movie.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You don't buy anything, you hear me? Don't buy anything.
And that other mafia movie.
You beat Nicky with fists, he comes back with a bat.
Not to mention that other mafia movie.
You don't hear the word no very often, do you?
I hear it all the time, only it's more like, no, please, no, no.
Well, now, the sellout who was once considered the greatest living American actor is back with yet another mafia movie. It's Robert De Niro in The Family.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him.
Who's gonna fix the pipes now?
Well, who's gonna rebuild the supermarket that burned down the day we got here? Huh?
Now playing in the theater located right next to Meet the Grandfockers.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.